story on your Insta. I saw it on your Facebook as well.
Yeah.
I think you made reference to it on your Twitter.
Yeah.
And I know how I feel about this, but I'm going to hold my opinion to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Sky weigh in first because I, just explain to us, like you there, right? What happened with the business class upgrade on your Turkish Airlines flights to Greece?
No, okay.
Hang on, let's set the context here. So the man in your life, the major Greek with the major Greek plan, takes Kerry to Greece.
Yeah.
To go meet the family. He did all the things but bend the knee.
Yeah.
And and then getting onto the plane, there's a development. And how Kerry copes with this, you know, she's good on her toes. She's a quick thinker. but how she deals with this development is what I would like to chat about, Kerry.
So do you want to know what happened?
Yes, please.
So I'd like to say, first and foremost, this was not a pre-decided idea. It wasn't like one of us booked a different seat.
Oh, really?
So we went and we checked in and everything was normal. And we had our seats together and we went through customs, blah, blah, blah. And then when we get to actually boarding, he goes through and it's like, beep. They're like, welcome, Mr. Greek. Please come this way.
That is surname.
Yeah. And then I go and it goes, beep,
beep.
And they're like, all shimmy off to one side. And I'm like, oh my gosh, sorry. What's happened? What have I done?
All luggage must go into baggage compartment.
So then I just hear something about a very full flight. And some people, because it goes Durban, Joburg, then Joburg, Athens. And so Durban, Joburg leg is quite empty, but then Joburg, it just gets packed.
Mm.
So they're like, some people have to stay behind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to stay behind.
Mm.
But actually, they were saying that I've been randomly chosen for an upgrade.
Terry Miller.
No, so listen. No, wait.
How random was it?
Yeah.
Not like, no, super random, guys. I also had, I got swabbed for like drugs and things every airport I went to. So random.
Oh, so they know.
So sometimes I just like.
What do they know?
Some people you can just see.
I stick out, right? So then they say to me, ma'am, you've been offered an upgrade, but it's only for you, not your partner. So he's like, oh, okay, well, as if, like, it's obviously not going to happen, so let's carry on. And I'm just like, what?
Well.
So they say, well, do you want to take it? And I look at him, and he's doing this, like, you obviously not, right?
Yeah.
But I also know that we've got there quite late, so the seats we have are, it's a two-seater, the very last row. So the loo is directly
behind
us.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The loo's directly behind us. You can hear every flush.
Yeah, it would be hard for the Greek to sit there all alone.
So he's like, laughing about it, like, oh yeah, we're gonna have to go. And so they get, so ma'am, are you gonna take it? And I'm just like, So he's like, what? I'm like, of course I'm taking it.
Is this the Joburg leg or the Greece leg?
So this is the Joburg leg.
Okay, so an hour.
Yeah.
Two.
But if you sit there, that's it. Like, that's your seat now, to all the way to Athens.
So it is the Greek leg.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Kerry Miller, that was going there. Obviously, when you came back, you were sitting together in economy.
Yeah.
Because the same thing happened.
No way!
But wait!
No, Kerry Miller!
But wait!
No!
When we got to Joburg, he was very tired because obviously he hadn't slept much. So when we got to Joburg, I asked the business people, I was like, please go back to 20D and go and find that man and somebody can come and, you know, sit there for a while. So he came and he fell asleep immediately. And then when the plane started moving, they said to me, I must wake him and tell him to go back to the cattle class.
Oh, so then, word.
I did wake him. And then they were like, but or you can go back. And initially I was like, ew, behind the curtain. And then I was like, okay. So I gave him the Joburg Durban leg, and I keep going about that, like, how, but you got to sit business Joburg Durban.
No, Kerry Miller, no.
I know, no. Right?
So this is the thing.
I now know why he didn't bend the knee.
100%.
Guys, what are you talking
about?
There's
no way you take your girlfriend to meet your parents in Greece without intentions. I'm sorry.
No.
There were intentions.
No. Let's leave that.
You made a call there.
Darren Moore.
You made a call on your future.
No, let's leave that, Kerry Miller.
I was offered a business class upgrade.
Exactly, but going there 100%, you weren't expecting it. But if you get it the second time,
give it to the oak.
Come on, Kerry Miller.
Yeah, give it to the oak. Because
there's no way in my life.
He's never bending the knee.
I could afford to pay for a business class seat. And it was offered to me.
Yeah, okay, but once. Okay, and the second time, Kerry, give it to the Greek.
Kerry has shown her colors. I want to ask you.
You guys are being very harsh.
No. East Coast. Are we being harsh? Like, okay, this scenario happened to you, right? You and the love of your life are on a holiday vacation. One of you gets upgraded to business class. Tell the truth. What do you do? Do you take the ticket and sit in? No, hang on. Kerry, you've had your chance. Do you take the ticket and sit all alone in business while your partner sits all alone back by the bog?
Oh my
gosh. On the way to your romantic holiday? Or do you offer it to your partner who is bigger and needs the leg room?
Mm-hmm. What if you can't change it?
Do you just like say no thank you, give it to someone else and go sit in the back with the love of your life? I'm just wondering, which one would you go with? And I want to hear from you right now. Leave us a WhatsApp voice note.
061-792-9495.
One more time, that number with feeling, Kerry Miller.
Like a business feeling.
Yeah, like you're sitting in business.
I'm busy in business.
061-792-9495.
Or you can just tweet us, hashtag ECR Breakfast. What do
Good
you
morning,
do?
Good morning, ECR Breakfast and all road users. Well, me personally, I'd give it up to sit with the love of my life. Mm-hmm. But her, on the other hand, I know for sure she would definitely leave me and take the business class. Just like
Kerry Miller, question this morning. The love of your life takes you on a romantic Mediterranean holiday. All the way to Greece. You get to the airplane and they say, oh, one of you's upgraded. Do you take it? Or do you give it to the love of your life? Or do you just go sit back there with him and say, no, we're fine with each other. We have each other. We don't care what good things or
we're
bad
about
things
to have 2 weeks
life throws
together.
At us. We'll get romantic when we're there. Until then, it's all me. Is that the sentiment?
You're a bad girlfriend.
I don't think I'm a bad
what's
girlfriend.
What's worse is that you did it again.
Yes, come
on the way back. You didn't. Anyway, you know what? We've told you how we feel about this. We got a tweet here from Serpent Lover.
Yeah, it says, lols. I'd leave my boyfriend in the cargo hold if it meant I could sit in business class. Hashtag champagne, darling. Champagne.
Kerry Miller, you're not alone.
This is the thing. I think
they
that
walk
anyone,
among us.
Anyone who genuinely says, no, I couldn't leave my partner behind, is either petrified of the partner acting up like a spoiled child afterwards.
Yeah.
Or is insecure in their relationship.
Yeah.
I also think, because
I just think men love better.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. I think a guy would give up business class.
Yeah. I do not think.
I think,
if
a guy,
the guys are better in relationships.
Yeah,
than
we
women.
Much
guys,
better.
If the Greek had been offered an upgrade, I'm telling you, it would have been like this. He would have been like, Yasu, Kerry
Miller. Not the Greek I've met. No. He would have given it to you.
He's such a legend that you don't deserve him. hey, listen, a Greek is looking for a new girlfriend.
No, he's not. Don't you dare.
We've spoken about this. What do you think? What do you think about this?
I would have taken the first class ticket, but then I have been married for 17 years, so I don't think it makes too much of a difference.
That is a
once-in-a-lifetime thing that gets offered to you. I would definitely take it.
Was that a chick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
I would never leave my partner behind and go to a better class because that's selfish.
Yes.
And I think that someone that does that is selfish.
Yes.
Sorry, Kerry, you are my favorite, but I think you're really selfish. And if I was him, when we came back, I would totally break up with him.
Oh, snap! You just took that to the next level.
My arms are crossed.
But I'm with you. I am so in your WhatsApp group. Thank you.
Morning, East Coast team. Great listening to you guys as usual.
Thank you.
I'm with Kerry on this.
What
should he have done in that situation? He should have said, go, Kerry, go.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
My babe. You go and enjoy it. I'll park you on the bog.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I don't know what he said because I ran so fast behind the curtain. Bye, baby. We got Londiwe on the line from Phoenix. Londiwe, hello.
Hi, Londiwe.
Hi, Kerry.
Something you want to say to Kerry?
Yeah, be nice.
Kerry, I actually think that was very selfish of you. Mm-hmm. He took you all the way to Greece to see his parents.
Yes.
And you couldn't even allow him to sit the flight back on business class.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really selfish.
Londiwe, may I tell you something? I didn't know I was getting business class on the way back. It was literally as we were boarding the plane.
Yes,
when you
found out... Did you not consider giving?
So
it
he had put his boarding pass through, and he was already on the other side.
Oh, he was already sitting on top of the toilet.
No,
I didn't want to disturb him. Want to disturb you
on
by the toilet.
Yeah, on the way back, was probably
nice
in the toilet. Yeah,
for everyone.
Hey, but I slept well.
No, Londiwe, 100%, 100%. You are. Yeah, we don't. Hey, this Kerry Miller girl. I feel like I don't know you anymore.
And also, Londiwe, I want to thank you. You've restored my faith in women.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.